Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is episode 3, series 46. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, tempting you away from your desk at lunchtime and inviting you to spend just 10 minutes walking in nature. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you've been thinking, yeah, I'd love to take a daily walk, I haven't quite managed it yet, why not step out the front door today? The best time to start a new habit is not on a Monday. It's not at the beginning of a new year. It is whenever you first think of it and can do it. So if you can step out the front door today for just 10 minutes, why not do that? I'm in the middle of London today on an away day with work and taking a break from various sessions to walk on the pavements outside the workspace. Because you can take a walk in nature, even if the only nature you can see is a tree planted on the pavement, and even if the only nature you have access to is a pot plant, you can walk in nature that way as well. So it's amazing how if you pay attention to what's directly in front of you, you can see that there is actually nature all around, even in places you wouldn't expect. This series we're talking about slow productivity, and today I want to cover off the three-item thesis of Cal Newport's book Slow Productivity. He talks in the book about doing three things: doing fewer things, obsessing over quality, and working at a natural pace. Welcome to Walk the Pod. So it's not just the book Slow Productivity by Cal Newport that says we should do fewer things. It is also the central idea in the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown, an English intellectual academic who wrote a book called Essentialism. And essentially the point of essentialism is to say, do only the things which are essential. There is so much out there to drag our attention away from the most important things that we can do, that it's easy to spend vast amounts of time doing busy work, responding to messages, talking to people online, talking to friends and family via messaging and WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram and everything. And when it comes to work, so much time doing administrative tasks, doing planning, and just responding reactively to things that come in to our email inbox, rather than thinking, okay, well, what do I want to do myself? What am I trying to achieve at work? What few things am I trying to get done? That doing fewer things and working out what the essential things to do are might be the most important piece of thinking that you can do at work. And particularly if you're somebody who's supposed to be doing something creative, putting something into the world that doesn't exist at the moment, it's particularly important to work out what that's going to be and to focus on getting that done. And I guess also there is a bit of an issue with creative people, which is that sometimes the most creative people are struck with the problem of having lots of ideas and not being quite sure which ones to focus on, and getting distracted from completing a creative idea by the very attractive conception, inception, building of new ideas that they can start, rather than actually finishing the ones they've already started. I'm definitely guilty of that one. Although actually, I have to say, Walk the Pod is a creative project that I feel pleased to have actually stuck out for longer than most, and still really enjoying it 4 years into the making of the podcast. So very grateful to you for listening and for giving me the opportunity to continue making it. So doing fewer things is the first thing that Cal Newport talks about. Work out what you want to try to do, do those things, and spend as little time as possible doing all of the other stuff that we have to do, or we feel we have to do, reactively. Obsess over quality is the second point. And obsessing over quality, I guess that means when we have decided what we're going to do, make it as good as it possibly can be. Now, I made a bit of a decision earlier in the year to move my podcast away from Spotify because I felt that Spotify was not making it possible for audio creators to really do their best work. And I guess I could call that obsessing over quality, because I want this podcast to be the best it can be. Now, I'm making a walking podcast, so within that, there is obviously a certain amount of challenges of trying to make the audio as good as it can be, whilst also operating in less than ideal circumstances weather-wise sometimes, as you will have noticed yesterday when in the middle of the recording was an enormous great thunderclap. Now, that's not problematic, is it? That's lovely atmosphere. And it shows that I really am recording on the same day that the podcast is being listened to, because everybody listening in the UK will have known that it was a thundery day yesterday. But the point being, I obsess over quality, even if this podcast seems a little bit ramshackle at times. I am still obsessed with the quality of it. And the third thing is to work at a natural pace. Now, this is a really, really good one. I'm very, very fascinated with this idea. What I've discovered in my working life is the homogenisation of offices, the making of every day to be the same office day, the same artificial light, the same hard furniture, the same length of day, the same start point, the same end point. All of this makes the working day the same, whether it's the height of summer or the depths of winter. And actually, working at a natural pace could be so much nicer. Can you imagine working in an office where actually in the summer you stop working at a certain point in the afternoon, say 4 o'clock, to go and spend some time in a rooftop bar drinking lovely drinks with your colleagues or with your friends. Leave your colleagues behind. Just walking past a wisteria here, which is rather beautiful in central London. See a little bit of nature where you least expect it. Or imagine if in the winter months, when it's really, really cold, certain accommodations are made at work to try to help people to cope with that. Or maybe we even say that the workday would be significantly shorter on days when the nights are closing in at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe our winter working days are significantly shorter than our summer working days. But then maybe our summer working days need to be shorter so that we can enjoy the sunshine. I don't know. Maybe people could work that out themselves. But working at a natural pace also involves having some busy periods in the year and some much quieter periods in the year, and having a seasonality. One of the things I like about working at a university is that there is a seasonality to it. September to Christmas is quite mad. 1st of January until Easter, also quite mad, but then it definitely becomes a bit more sort of relaxed as we work towards the summer, because the faculty at the university starts thinking about the next academic year and the pace sort of eases up a little bit. Now, that may be very, very dependent on exactly what you do, but if you can build some seasonality into your work, how lovely would that be? So just some thoughts on the central three messages of the Slow Productivity book that we're reading and enjoying this series. If there's something that you'd like to say about slow productivity, I'd love you to leave me a voice note about it. Please go to walkthepod.com. Press the button mark, leave a voice note for Walk the Pod. Let me know what slow productivity means to you. You can also record me a walking report if you'd like to, whether you're walking in rural or urban settings or a bit of a hybrid mixture of both. I'd love to know where you're walking. It's really nice to know what you can see directly in front of you. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, I'm walking in central London. As I mentioned, I've walked past a wisteria. There are some flats here with beautiful Juliet balconies and window boxes. Don't know whether you can hear a bell tolling in the distance. It's probably a little bit too quiet for you to hear that clearly. But there are some lovely trees lining this London street, some beautiful pillars outside some of the buildings. It's one of the most lovely things about London streets, actually, is that some of the buildings have these lovely pillars outside them. Don't know what they're called. If I was more of a classical scholar, I'd be able to tell you what kind of columns they are, but you can imagine sort of Roman columns. Doric columns, are they called? I don't know. Anyway, it's very pretty, and the window boxes and the plants in these balconies are particularly beautiful. There's also a little green park just here that I'm going to stroll into. And I'm pretty sure last time I was working from this part of London, I went for a little walk around a pretty green square in the middle of perhaps this same block of buildings, in which case there is a sculpture of Virginia Woolf here, I think. I'll just have to have a quick walk around and see whether it is in fact the same park. No, I think it's a different park. This park has tennis courts in the middle of it, which is quite cool. And one thing I've realised recently, actually, is where I live in Morden, in southwest London, there is the All England Lawn Tennis Club. Wimbledon has a sort of a tennis centre just round the corner from my house, with some tennis courts under canopy, so you can play all year round. Just walking past the tennis court now, so you might be able to hear a little bit of the tennis. I'm not near Wimbledon. This is a central London urban tennis court I'm walking past. There's some people playing in their lunch break, perhaps. Got a lovely buddleia tree on the right here. And the sun's shining, and it's a little bit windy, but it's nothing like as bad as it's been for the first couple of days of the week. So it's really lovely to stretch my legs with you at lunchtime. Thank you so much for walking with me this lunchtime. It's been absolutely glorious stretching my legs with you. I have enormously enjoyed getting a chance to stroll in the sunshine amidst nature. And it's funny that actually if you start walking and you think there's no nature around, recording your podcast, as I'm sure you do every lunchtime, every so often you turn a corner and you just find, oh, there is actually nature here after all. This is not the park with the statue sculpture of Virginia Woolf in it, I'm afraid. Made an error there. That must have been a different park. But it's a very similar sized park. This one has tennis courts instead. And there is actually a sculpture up ahead. It's not of Virginia Woolf, but perhaps if I can walk up there while I just record this little outro section, I can tell you who it's a sculpture of. Some beautiful big mature trees here. Lovely green leaves coming out because we are getting into spring. And for those following on Google Maps, I'm walking past One Cartwright Gardens. And this is in fact Cartwright Gardens that I'm walking around. So that's the park. If you want to Google Maps it, see where I am today. And it's a sculpture of John Cartwright. The firm, consistent and preserving advocate of universal suffrage. Apparently, according to the legend at the bottom of this sculpture. A naval officer. Can't quite see what John Cartwright was all about from this sculpture, but that's because I'm trying to read it whilst recording, which is perhaps a bit tricky. He used to be a resident here, apparently. And there's loads of information here on this signpost, so I might take a photo of it, put it up on the Discord server. Are you on the Discord server yet, dear friends? If you're not, consider joining the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club so you can get access to extra bits from behind the scenes. And you can join by going to walkthepod.com pressing the button mark to join the club, and join the Patreon, which is a way that you can support your favourite artworks, including podcasts, and gain access to the community of people who listen to the show every day. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for walking with me. Take care of your beautiful mind. I will be back with episode 4 tomorrow.